What is up, everybody? Episode 153 of J5 Getting Live here on Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Not really much going on in New York sports, shockingly. So let's dive in. Sounds like the Rangers are trying to make some moves ahead of the NHL trade deadline. What they're exactly going to be, nobody knows. Gensel, it seems like, is going to go from Pittsburgh to Carolina. Sounds like Drury tried, but the Rangers just couldn't get it done. Sounds like the Devils are going to be sellers in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, they fired Lindy Ruff, so they think that they have some talent that's just not getting to develop. That's kind of what their GM said. So I think that they're going to be in a developmental phase. They might get rid of one or two guys, but they're going to be in a developmental phase as they play out the string. Islanders, they're on the outside looking in right now, but they kind of have to decide if they want to be buyers or sellers. Seems like they really need some defense on the back end of that team. Rangers need depth. That's what the Rangers need right now. They need depth that can contribute in a long playoff run. Gensel was like the perfect guy for this team. It's not going to happen, so it is what it is. What Drury does next is the big question. You're starting to hear Vetrano and Henrique. What I've heard is that Drury doesn't want to give up what the Ducks want for that package. They want a first. They want Capo Kako, and they want like a prospect or two. I think we're going to see how it plays out, but you never know. Maybe the Rangers pivot, they go get Buchnevich. It's an interesting time as far as the hockey goes. Obviously, Rangers had been playing really well. They got their butts kicked by Florida the other night. Not ideal. They need depth. That's what they need. They really, really, really need depth. And they also need Mika Zibanejad to wake up and start playing better. Him and Kreider in the 5-on-5 have not been great. So as far as the hockey goes, that's it on that front. Last time I said it, it's true. Nets playing out the string. They have Kevin Ollie at head coach right now after they fired Jacques Vaughn. Ben Simmons done for the year. Good riddance to him. Guy can't stay healthy. He's Charmin soft, as Kobe Bryant would say. So that situation just continues to be worse and worse for the Nets. The Knicks just, they need to get healthy. Right now, they're in a situation where they're losing ground. They're four games out of the two seed. Milwaukee's starting to play a lot better. They're 4.5 out of the three seed. And right now, they're sitting in the five seed, which means they would go to Orlando if everything stood the same. And then if they got out of that series, they would go to Boston. And if you're the Knicks, you want to avoid the Celtics as long as humanly possible. And if you avoid the Celtics, you also want to avoid the Heatles. Things happen in the playoffs for the Heat that I can't explain, that you can't explain. And the Knicks need to avoid them. Until them, they need to avoid the Celtics. You know, obviously for the Knicks, a matchup with Cleveland would be way better. So for them to get the 2 or the 3 seed would be ideal. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But we will definitely see how that plays out. But the Knicks need their three guys back. They need Brunson back healthy. They need OG. Sounds like he's getting close. Obviously, they need Mitch, but they were able to survive without him. And they need Randall. They're desperate to get Randall back. Let me say it again. They are desperate to get Julius Randall back. I am not a fan of the guy. I want them to move him and get a big star. But the guy just fits everything that they do perfectly, and they need him, and they need him in the worst, absolute worst way. So for the Knicks, it's been a battle of the injury bug. I think they're close to getting back to 100%. Randall's really the last guy that they need, but Mitch is on his way back. OG just needs to get cleared to play. He's doing 5-on-5. He's cleared for contact, so we'll see about him. All right. Real quick on the baseball, There's not much to talk about. Yankees, Mets playing spring training out. I just got one thing to say, okay? I need the Mets fans to remember that they're Mets fans, okay? You're not entitled to anything. Let me say it again. You're not entitled to anything. You had a 100-win team that lost the division and then lost in the wild card round. So just remember, as a franchise, what you are. Okay? I root for you. I hope that you do well. But we need to stop this ridiculousness of the Mets just acting like Steve Cohen is going to sign, seal, and deliver Juan Soto. I don't know when that happened. You don't have the prospects to trade for him, so you don't get him. Okay? Cohen and Boris have beef. It's a well-known thing. They have beef. After the Correa issue, things aren't good there. Then the Scherzer situation happened. And let me remind you of this. Soto's dad is a Yankee fan. So Soto as a kid grew up with a dad who's a Yankee fan. And he said multiple times his favorite player is Robinson Cano. So I don't know in what world that correlates to Juan Soto becoming a Met. But I got to say this to you. Hal Steinbrenner would be hung in Times Square by Yankee fans if he loses a bidding war for Juan Soto to the Mets. The Yankees were well aware when they traded for Juan Soto that his next contract was most likely going to start with a 6. Okay? Can they maybe get him for $575? Yeah, probably. Maybe $550, I guess. But the guy's looking at a $600 million deal. On paper, he's Ted Williams. That's who Juan Soto is. And if you think that the Yankees, the New York Yankees, and I understand, they haven't been the same guys in the last 15 years. Nobody has been more pounding the table about that than me. But let's just remember one thing. When it comes to money, Hal Steinbrenner has plenty. The Yankees are a rich franchise. Okay? They went and traded for the guy. They understand it's a one-year situation because he's a Scott Boras client. But everything that you hear is the Yankees love Juan Soto. The only world in which I see Soto leaving is the Yankees win a championship and they say, we're good. We don't want to pay a guy $600 million. And even that, I have a hard time believing. So I need the Mets fans to come back down to earth and just remember, your little brother in this town. This is the Yankees town. Queens is cute. City Field, very nice. But you ain't won shit. Just remember that. That's all I got to say on that. Now, to the football. Okay. We're already starting with that the Eagles and Saquon Barkley might have mutual interest in each other. And Dallas might have interest. This, that, whatever. Guess what? It's part of the negotiations. And here's what I gotta say. If Saquon wants to leave, let the man leave. We don't want to be paying running backs $10 million or more a year, okay? You want to be letting this situation play out the best you can and, you know, kind of figuring it out from there. All right? That's what I got to say on this. I'm not worried about Saquon and the Giants having this public negotiation. No. Listen, if Saquon wants to come back and the Giants, the number can work for the Giants, fine. If he's going to walk because someone's going to offer him a crazy deal, God bless him. I don't care if it's the Cowboys. I don't care if it's the Eagles. I don't care who it is. Will it hurt to see him play for another team? Yeah, but guess what? you didn't win with them. So if you didn't win with them, you can win without them. That's what I'm going to say on that. Giants need to beef up the O-line. They need to get a pass rusher. And they really need to focus on signing Xavier McKinney. And if they can fit Saquon Barkley in after that, great. If they can't, that's fine. Life goes on. The Jets, bottom line is this. Jets got to fix the offensive line. And they got to get another weapon on the outside. We're going to see what happens here starting Monday at noon when the legal tampering period begins. I think there's a chance that the Giants get a deal done with Xavier McKinney over the weekend. I don't really think they want him to get to the free agency market. But when it comes to Xavier McKinney, I'm going to say it like Saquon Barkley. Once you get over that $14 million a year market safety, it's a whole new ballgame. It's a lot of money to pay a safety. And typically, franchises value safety and running back the same way. They either put a premium on it, or they say it's not that important. So we're going to see what happens. But all right, guys, that's an episode. Like and subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at johnmuracheanian. Follow me on TikTok, J5, GETTINLIVE. All right, guys, J5 out.